Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Could be dragging this morning. Long, long night for us here in Steelerville. And by the way, it is 6:04 to start you off. You could save time, money, get a cash offer with the Home Buyers of Pittsburgh. Call 400-512-500-9057. So there is that. So thank goodness that is the theme to get going this morning. All right, Chris? Thank goodness. Thank goodness first for parity in the NFL, right? As Ben Roethlisberger tells you, the Steelers are 500.
Kind of crazy. I don't know if it's really fully sunk in yet, but we got to our goal, just trying to get to 500 before the bye, trying to get healthy and get ready for a long stretch.
Parity, I-T-Y, not O-D-Y, although the second half became O-D-Y just a little bit last night.
A couple of different ways.
But I-T-Y, thank goodness, or thank God, either one. I don't like to use the Lord's name in vain.
We'll
go thank goodness for parity, as 19 teams right now in the NFL are between 2-4 and 4-2. It doesn't feel like there are teams running away from it or running away with it. There's a lot of teams right there. At some point, and I think we're getting close, the NFL is going to get their ultimate dream of every team being 9-8, half of them at least, and the other half being 8-9. Thank goodness we're there in a year like this, because the Steelers, dare I say, I don't know how good they are, but they're kind of still in it. If the playoffs started today, where'd they be?
They'd be in the playoffs. I saw Starkey tweet that last night, and people jumped all over. Well, the season does. You're right. The season doesn't end today. But just by virtue of the way they played for a couple of weeks, especially the second half against the Raiders, the Packers game, tell me you are not waking up this morning, as tired as you may be after not getting to bed until almost 1 in the morning, that you are not looking at the standings. Wait. They got to the bye week 3-3 just like we thought they would. They didn't get there the way we thought they would, but they got to the bye week 3-3. And wait, they'd be the last playoff team right now. It may say more about the AFC than it does about the Steelers. I don't know, but either way, we got to where, as Ben put it, they got to their goal, right? After those ugly couple of losses, they got back to 500 before the bye.
The Chargers lead their division, right? At 4-2, they're -2 point differential. You want to go ahead with parity?
Wow.
That's parity right there for me. The league is getting what they want, and the Steelers are right in the belt buckle of it. Thank goodness, right? Cam Hayward tells us thank goodness for one man he plays with, TJ Watt.
You know, he's one of the best defensive players in the game. He's the best outside linebacker. He's the best defensive player to me. But to have a guy that can change the play, change the game in one play. He's a game wrecker. He's a playmaker. He's a rare breed, and I'm glad we have him.
Sure is. Back-to-back sacks in overtime, a forced fumble, 7 tackles, 3 for loss, 3 passes defended from his position, which is incredible. TJ Watt, people were on the fence. People went back and forth with the contract. You saw it last night in the span of about 5 plays.
This is why you paid that man his money, right? This is why you did everything you had to do to keep him around. And even when you sit there and watch and I think all of us were doing the same thing, watching that defense let the Seahawks back into the game in the third quarter, and you're going, where's TJ Watt? Where's Devin Bush? Okay, I see Cam Hayward. Where's Minkah Fitzpatrick? Where are these big-time playmakers that are supposed to be stemming the tide here? Well, one of them at least showed up, and another one kind of as a byproduct of that in overtime, to at a point where you thought, man, this thing's going to end in a tie, isn't it? Stepped up, made the play that ended up getting them the W.
Yeah, I thought Hayward and Watt, and it was interesting to hear Collinsworth say something that we said last week about Hayward being a Hall of Famer.
Right?
We had said that on Thursday and Friday, and we kind of caught Ed off guard early last week when we said it to him on Monday. I've vehemently felt that way, that Cam Hayward is a Hall of Famer.
I still don't know if I'm totally on board with it. I mean, look, I'd love to see Cam Hayward in the Hall of Fame personally. I don't know if I'm totally on board when I look at the resume, but certainly when it gets that kind of conversation at the national level during the game broadcast that it gets locally here on our show, that other people are thinking it, definitely.
Absolutely. Thank goodness, as we continue the theme, thank goodness for replay review. Firmly, tongue is in cheek as I say that. Mike Tomlin, how do you feel about the final play of regulation and replay review?
I hated it. I hated it. I cannot believe that game was stopped to confirm catch, no catch in that moment. That's all I'm going to say.
What explanation did they have to use?
That's all I'm going to say. It was an embarrassment.
That is the only time in NFL history where you say, yes, the other team caught the ball for 12 yards. What are you talking about? Yes, we want him to catch the ball for 12 yards. Yes. No, it's not an incompletion. It is a catch. I guess that is Mike Tomlin's beef there, that it was a clear and decisive catch, and that you go ahead and you wind the clock and they never make it to the scrimmage line, and bang, it's all zeros, and we get out of there and we win and we run out through the tunnel and get the heck out of there before they can do anything else.
Look, we go back and forth, you and I, about replay all the time, because I believe anything that can get a call right should be used to get a call right. That was not an instance. This is what gives replay a bad name, is crap like last night at the end of that game. That was not an instance where you had to review something to make sure you got the call right. The call was obvious on the field. And we could get more into the replay conversation later, maybe. But that was, I will give Mike Tomlin this, it was embarrassing to watch that.
That is why I am absolutely against it in all forms. There should be no instant replay. Then the officials wouldn't have had the opportunity to go to it to kind of verify it, is what I felt they tried to do there, is verify and validate their actions. If there was no replay to go to, it simply would have been a catch, as they ruled, and would have moved on, and the clock would have worn out. Thank goodness one man, Russell Wilson, was not there, because I think it may have turned out differently. Cam Hayward talks about the defense.
You got to strive for perfection. I know that we're never going to be perfect, but we can work towards perfect. I understand we're not a finished product, and I think we're going to go through some growing pains, and we're not going to be perfect, but let's work towards perfect.
All right, we all know what the Seattle running game did, particularly in the second half, particularly in the fourth quarter. The Seattle rush game was something else. 5.3 yards a carry throughout the game and 144 yards, which isn't a lot, but then 126 in the second half when you look at it. When it was crunch time, they ran the football. That's what a lot of people talk about in Pittsburgh today. Wow, did you see them run the football? I saw that. I saw Seattle run the football in the second half. You want to also know what I saw? Is I saw Geno Smith not really be able to supplement that run game with one whopper, two whoppers of throws. Right. That if Russell Wilson was there, it would have been a different game.
Make no mistake, as good as we feel about this morning, if Russell Wilson plays last night, the Steelers lose that game.
For sure.
I don't think that could be questioned anyway. But you only play who's on your schedule, and you only play who's on that team at the time that you play him. And so, look, I'm going to look at it this way this morning. I am happy they got the W. I am ecstatic they somehow scratched and fought and clawed to get back to 500 at the bye week. But I'm also not going to overlook the warts, and that is, despite what they did in overtime, T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, Devin Bush, despite what they did in overtime to win the game, they still let Geno Smith and that team, that Alex Collins, they let that offense back into the game.
Ben Roethlisberger talks about the passing attack.
You know, as I said earlier in the week, you can't replace a guy like that, and you know, I thought guys did a good job of stepping up. I didn't think our passing game was great tonight. I'm not going to say it's because Juju wasn't out there, but he's obviously a big part of our passing game.
Threw it too many times, 29 of 40, 229, one touchdown. Ben was okay, but back to thank goodness that Deontay Johnson showed up in spots that he needed to. They found Freiermuth when they needed to. And thank goodness that those two guys decided to play. Because without the 9 catches from Deontay Johnson and the 7 from Freiermuth and the 6 from Najee Harris,
yep,
it's not happening this morning. Young guys making big plays, and I still consider Deontay Johnson kind of a young guy on this football team.
Yeah, this is what you do when you draft, especially with Freiermuth and Najee. This is what you do when you draft skill position guys in the first and second round. You feed them. You feed them targets in the pass game. You feed them carries on the ground. And look, the 3.4 yard carry average for Najee does not look pretty on the stat sheet. But 24 carries and sticking with the ground game, that part I like. Because we've talked about it. The Steelers aren't going to win more often than not when Ben has to throw it 40 times. They got away with one last night, and a lot of it had to do with the fact that Deontay Johnson continues to catch just about everything thrown in his direction, and it feels like Freiermuth is growing a little bit more each and every week in not just his third down role, but his red zone role, and that you feel good about, that they're utilizing the guys that they spent high draft picks on.
Yeah, thank goodness it feels like the case of the dropsies are behind Deontay Johnson. Really haven't talked about them that much, if at all, this season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.